Get Talent Podcast. Ready to have a little fun, Danny?
Yeah, it's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Let's do it. Can't wait to talk about this one because this one is near and dear to my heart. So let's get it going.
Yeah, something we think about a lot, for sure.
Yep, for sure. Welcome, everybody, to the Get Talent Podcast. I am your host, Ben Cross, CEO of Glomo, and I'm joined by my co-host, Danny Herskowitz, the Director of Talent at Glomo. What's up, Danny? How's it going?
Great. Yeah. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm on fire today. We had some good client calls, have some good candidates in process. Things are going well.
Yeah.
Like we're learning every day. We're getting better every day. And I'm excited to share some of that knowledge and experience with our friends and talent out there in the talent universe. Pretty stoked about it.
Me too. Yeah, this is great.
And you've got a killer topic today. Hire fast. Today's topic is hire fast. We're going to be talking about how to get candidates through the process quicker so that you can hire them and get them onboarded and get them productive, because that is what is important. We are not in the hiring business. I guess we're in the hiring business. We're in that having people actually get to work business. So anyway, Danny, you shared a quote with me that I found to be jaw-dropping. And let's start here. This is from the AIHR, the Academy to Innovate HR. And it says 23% of candidates lose interest in an employer if they don't hear back within 1 week.
Ooh.
Further, 46% become disinterested if they don't hear anything within 1 to 2 weeks. And I suppose half the people just don't care. They say, please give me a job.
Please.
Those are probably your very active unemployed candidates who you probably don't want anyway. I imagine these 23% of candidates who lose interest within 1 week are getting a lot of offers out there. They're probably the most desirable candidates. They're probably the people you want most. And if you want them, you got to act fast and hire fast.
Bring it on.
So true. It's so critical. You know, we see it every single day. Just these delays in hiring. There's so much negative impact to the business in general, but the candidate experience to what, you know, we're trying to do, right, as a vendor. It can get pretty, it can get challenging.
So what can people do to hire fast?
So, yeah, so there's three different things that we've talked about that people can do to hire quicker. The biggest thing that we see is maybe the lack of planning, I would say. Lack of planning out the recruitment process, there's no clear idea on who's interviewing. They don't really know all the details about the position yet. It's not been established. So these are kind of the, I would say, you know, there's just to kind of go back for a second, there's time to fill and time to hire. So time to fill is the sourcing, the recruiting, the interviewing. Time to hire is the entire thing. It's the entire process. So having that process before you start recruiting is really important.
I like that, you know, and I do see that different organizations have different processes and even different jobs within the same organization where there's different hiring managers and different business units who are hiring the talent have different processes too.
Got it.
And I think, and I'm going to call that a lack of discipline, frankly, because frankly, I think that there's a best practice when it comes to it. And I think we're going to talk a little bit about that today. After seeing, you know, dozens of organizations and how they hire people, there's definitely some best practices that have crystallized in our brains. And I want to hear your thoughts. I'm going to share mine as well. But it's like, get that best practice and then force the business to do that. And you're like, Ben, that sounds great, you know, and everything, but I can't force the business to do anything. And it's like, you know what? I used to work at a company and the marketing person said, listen, I'll do all the creative you want. I'll make all the flyers and brochures you want, but first you have to fill out this creative request form.
That's right.
And this is going to give me all the information I need so that there's not 8 million edits after the fact. And it was kind of a pain in the butt, but I realized that I didn't actually have my requirements together when I gave it to them. And that's what was creating 8 times more work on their end. Mm. So they pushed back, put a little bit more work on me to save a whole lot of work in the end and improve the speed of the finished product. And I could see that same principle being applied in the recruitment process where the talent person says, listen, fill out this talent requisition form. And part of it is not only the compensation, not only the job title and the job description, but also who the hiring manager is. Who does this report to? Who are the people that are going to be in the interview process? And how is that going to be established so that I can now set that up with them as the recruitment person internally, or even us external recruiters can set it up for them if they want. And I think all of that is going to help things flow smoother, because sometimes we submit these candidates and then they don't know what to do with them. Like, oh, I'm going to see if I can get them on a schedule. Ah, they're busy. Ah, they can't interview them. Oh, they're going to interview them once and they loved them, but then now they got to interview 8 more times and those people aren't available. And then it's like a whole cluster.
Yeah.
You ever see that?
Been seeing it for 10 years.
It's like your life. You're like, yeah. You my life.
Yeah, I think a lot of companies, they wing it, right? They kind of...
We're all winging it. And I used to be the hiring manager that was winging it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
terrible. I should be beaten. I should be publicly flogged for what I did to people when I was a hiring manager.
Yeah, and it's... That's the problem. I think people don't realize that. They don't take I think a really strong HR internal recruiter will have like a really great laid out process. They'll know who the interviews are. They'll know even the different personalities of the interviewers and how to even structure the interviews in the best way possible.
Let's give people some advice here. What do you advise them to do?
So, yeah, I would say there's a few things you can do. I would say definitely have, like you said, have the interviewers planned out before. So if there's 3 interviewers, think about this. Think about how many people, we were just talking about this before. How many people do you need for each interview? Do you just need 1 person? Do you need a group of people? How are you going to do the interviews? Does it need to be in person or does it need to be on Zoom? Okay. So those are the different, and understand the entire process, because a lot of times what happens is the candidate will go through 3 interviews and over 6 weeks, and then they'll say, well, they have to now speak with the president. The recruiter should figure out before understand, does the president need to be part of the process? So it doesn't take another 2 to 3 weeks.
Right, because now you're 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks in the process, and we've already just established that 23% of people lose interest after a week, and 46% of people lose interest after 2 weeks. So I can't imagine what the statistics look like after 8 weeks of the recruitment process. Yep. And how many other offers has this person seen? Yep. And then been, so they're either getting snapped up by other companies, or maybe they're getting no offers, and that tells you something about them as well. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like if you have an 8-week recruitment process, you're set up to fail.
Yeah. And it's more than 8 weeks.
What?
Because then you have the time before the search as
yeah,
well.
So I'm seeing... So I'm seeing some clients have gone to group interviews in this job market where there's a shortage of talent and they know that they want to have 3 interviews with 5 people. They're just like, you know what? Let's do 2 interviews. One's with 1 person and the second one's with like 3 or 4 people.
Mm.
And let's just do a group interview.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, another thing I've seen too is you have companies that have multiple offices and they have multiple structures in those offices and they're often hiring some of the same people, some accountants or some consultants or some, common roles and things like that. And they're, since they're all hiring from this, the same type of people frequently, instead of restarting the process with a new office every time you want to, so why don't you have a centralized hiring where they can interview them once or twice? And then they can make the recommendations to all the offices. So then you don't have to restart from scratch with that candidate.
Exactly.
When all of a sudden, boom, next week an opportunity comes available over here. So it's like, could see that coming. Let's plan for that, right? So I think we gotta think about ways that we can shorten, quicken the speed of hire, knowing that great candidates get snapped up the fastest.
So true. Like, I think just my own experience, right? So what we do, obviously, being recruiters, working with a client, it's so important to keep the momentum. We get a job requisition from a client, You know, when we speak to a candidate, when we sell them on the opportunity, you know, there's a window there of excitement and interest that can close very quickly. So it's really important for us as recruiters, or if you're recruiting the position yourself, but if, you know, working with us, you know, making sure that when we speak to the candidate, you know, within, say, we, you know, we have like an idea, kind of a rule of thumb, like an SLA that we like to work with, you know, within 24 to 48 hours, we get feedback on the resume, just to make sure that we're not losing that momentum from the time that we spoke with the candidate to the time that they interview with the client.
Let's give people your second tip.
The second tip is to interview less candidates.
Interview less candidates?
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
Interview less candidates.
That seems counterintuitive. If I want the best candidate, I got to interview the most people, right?
That's what you would think.
Why is that wrong?
The more the better. You know what happens is, I think what you really want to do ideally, what we aim to do is, we call it the rule of three, right? So we aim to present three candidates to each client that we work on, each position that we're working on. It doesn't always happen, but that's our goal. I think that what happens a lot of times is clients or hiring managers will bring in a ton of people into an interview process, and it confuses the entire process, confuses them. Too many options are not always a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not. Our brains, they
too many options is no options.
Is no options, exactly.
You know, I mean, yeah, there's 370 million people in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so sifting through them is the job, you know? That's
right.
Why we have a job. You know, it's like, that's why you use a recruiter with a specialism in your industry, because they can determine whether Susie and Johnny and Joey are actually good candidates, and they can sift through all the BS and give you three very strong candidates. So you don't need 12 people to go through the process, three different interview rounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be 36 different interviews.
Wow.
Exactly. I mean, at some point we have to go to work. We can't actually just be interviewing professionally, right? I mean, the business, you can't put that on the business, right? So it's really important, I think, that people work with a recruiter that has a specialism in the industry so that they can, to your point, interview less candidates. Three is a great number.
It is a great number. And it's really important because you have this kind of, you know, you have this mindset where you're always looking for comparisons. You're always looking for something better, right? We're always looking for that. But you think what you have to do, especially in a very competitive job market where people are leaving a lot, is if you find someone good, you got to strike. You really have to, because you can miss out on a candidate and not find another candidate for another 6 months to a year. And we see this a lot where we talk with clients like, how long has a position been open? It's been open a year. We had someone a year ago that was perfect for it. They were supposed to relocate to our office, but they decided no. So
it's like true love. You know when you see it, right? When you see the right candidate and you know it, you got to put a ring on it.
Ooh.
You can't mess around. You can't say, well, I need to see two more. It's like, no. If you know it when you see it, now, if you see it and you don't know it, then it's not the right one. But if you see it and you know it, you got to put a ring on it.
Please.
I don't care if your process is you need to have two or three people at the best and final. I know that process exists. I know it exists for a reason. But if you know it and you know what you're doing and you know your business and you know it and you see that candidate, you got to try to lock it down. Because if they're that good, somebody else is going to know it, see it, and put a ring on it, right?
Mm.
And so it's like, it's so important. People get so hung up in their processes to have two people at the best and final for the panel interviews, or three people, you know, and I kind of call that like the talent show, or like, you know, like it's The Voice, right? And they need three people on stage at the grand finale, season finale, or else people won't watch, you know? And it's like, no, sometimes it's just about getting the right person. is more important than the process, right? That can get people hung up, because you can get the right person to them. We might show them three. They might say, I like one. We're going to move them to the next process. But in order to make a selection, I need three. And we'll say, well, I showed you three. You know, but I need three good ones. Well, I showed you three good ones. You picked one great one. So what you're saying is you need three great ones, which means you need nine good ones.
Oh, no!
All because you want to have a best and final scenario. Well, guess what? When I go back out and restart the search all over again to get you three more good ones so you can elevate one great one to the finals, you've lost the other great one you had standing on stage there.
You had it right there. You had that.
Because they were great. Right. And then they're part of the 46% that didn't want to wait 2 weeks.
Exactly.
And so now you lose that one. And now maybe you do have another great one. And now they're standing on stage by themselves again for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
And now you're gonna blame your recruiter? And now you're gonna tell the recruiter to go out and get another great one?
Come on, man.
We're gonna be doing this game?
Right. It's not with me. Yeah.
I'm not playing that game.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I would say, like, what do you think? Just like, you know, now getting into the recruiting, how important is it in terms of like the offer process? So once you kind of get to that end of the stage, you know, how many days do you think the person, a client or hiring manager, has to present the candidate an offer? Because that's important once you get to the end of it.
So the third tip is you need to present an offer, I think 1 to 3 days. I think three is even a little long,
you know? So.
It's like at that point, you know, if we're going back to the marriage analogy, right? The proposal analogy, right?
Putting on it.
It's like at that point, I tell you I love you.
Hurry up, let's go.
I get down on one knee.
Right.
How long am I going to be futzing around?
Right.
Trying to find that ring.
Right.
And at some point, you're like, this guy's a schmuck. Okay. He's been down there for 3 days now, and he ain't come up with a ring.
Right.
You know. So it's like. You know, I think you got to know what you want, and you got to be prepared to make an offer, and it's got to be a strong offer, and it's got to be decisive, because the way you move is indicating to the candidate who you are as a company. Are you indecisive as a company? Are they going to, as top talent, as an A player? We did an A player podcast. Is an A player going to get there, have an amazing idea, and come to work for a company that can't pull the trigger?
Right. Exactly. It's telling to them, right? That's.
Do you not love me? Are you having second thoughts? You getting cold feet?
Stop it now.
Well, maybe I'm getting cold feet.
Right.
Maybe I don't love you.
Right.
You don't love me. Maybe I don't love you. You know, and so I think it's really important with candidates that we give them that offer quickly. You already know what the salary range is. You already know what their requirement is if we did our job properly. You already know you love them and you want to put a ring on it and you want to be with them forever, ever, ever. So what, and you've put offer letters together before, right? I know you got the template. So it shouldn't take you more than a day to get an approval. And you should be able to submit by day two. I think you start waiting more than day two. I'm assuming every candidate at this point has multiple offers.
Yes.
Just like housing market.
Yes.
Just like houses in short supply, candidates in short, A players in short supply.
They're going to go to, right, exactly.
Always assume it's a multiple offer market.
Right. And that's a great point. And do you want to be in a bidding war? Is that what you really want? I mean, that's you know.
Well, they're going to say, no, it's not what you want. See, some companies are going to say, no, that's not what you want. And they're going to be like, well, if they have other offers, I mean, by all means, I'm not going to stand in the way of people an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Go take another offer. It's like, okay, but like, do you really want them to go somewhere else? I mean, is it their fault?
Yeah.
It's not some sort of indictment on you, your company, and their enthusiasm.
Nothing
for you
personal, right?
If they have another offer, like you've interviewed multiple candidates.
Right. Yeah,
right.
The market, right.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, it's not personal. It's like, but they want to work for you, but you keep futzing around. You know, it's not their fault that they're unsure because you're unsure.
Oh,
I'm getting turned off. That's
so
it.
The company needs to move with decision and be decisive. And I think they need to make an offer in 1 to 2 days. What are your thoughts?
100% agree. Like doing this now for a while, that's so important because. You know, it does a lot of things to the candidate. Like I've seen like the psychology of it, you know, they start to even doubt themselves and then they start to say, well, like, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? And it kind of like sets the stage for this like almost like comfortable way to start the job. You want them to feel excited. You want them to feel positive. It's all about, you know, it's a very emotional experience. So having them continue to stay in that state is so important. And then, you know, this is a different topic, but like you said, everything that they do is going to be really telling for the future. If you set them up in this way, your chances of having success with them as a longer term employee, I think are going to be much higher for you.
So key. You're so right about that. The onboarding process starts with the recruitment process.
Exactly.
And that onboarding process, I mean, so many HR professionals, I mean, y'all know this. HR people out there, y'all listening right now, y'all know this. The onboarding process is key. Because if you start on the right foot, you got a good chance ending up on the right foot.
Yeah.
You start on the, it's really hard to start off on the wrong foot and end up on the right foot.
Yeah.
So I think that you got to start off on the right foot. And this is part of onboarding. You want people to be super excited.
Hell yeah.
Right. About the process. So I'm with you 100%. I think this is great. Too often, and I don't want this to happen to any of my HR friends out there. Too often we get an email that says, hey, we'd like to move forward with an offer for Gloria. Ma'am, sir, she got an offer last week. She accepted. She wasn't even sure you guys were interested, to be honest with you.
Exactly.
We really liked her. Oh, gosh. And in the meantime, somebody else quit, too. So now we need two Glorias.
Oh, my gosh.
Guess what? You got no Glorias. You know what I'm saying?
It happens all the time.
I hate it.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know what? People, here's the other thing. You know, I think people take for granted, you know, how much a candidate invests in a process, you know, their time, their energy, their you know, going through these ups and downs. I think it's just more of even consideration to the candidate, you know, going through that process to do that. And the opposite is true too. I mean, we've worked with candidates that have done the same thing, have you know, delayed calls with clients, mm-hmm. not shown up to interviews.
Right. How does that look when a candidate
and then the clients will tell us
or push? Yes.
They're
not serious.
Exactly.
Oh, they're not serious about this process.
Yeah. So it's got to be the same thing. You know, it's got to be the same thing.
All right. Just to wrap up here, besides using a firm which specializes in your industry, for instance, Glomo, we specialize in global mobility, relocation, real estate, immigration, tax, moving logistics. I mean, that's really our specialism, right? Besides partnering with a search firm, a recruitment firm that specializes in your industry, what are the three things that our talent friends must know to hire fast?
Okay, so the three things that they need to do to hire fast. So what I like to do in my own personal experience is, we talked about interviews before, right? So that's the biggest thing, is getting the interview schedules figured out, like we talked about in the beginning. What I like to do when I speak with a candidate is I will find out when I, you know, talk to them about the job, I'll say, hey, are you interested? They tell me they're interested. What are your times that you can interview with the client? What are your times that you can interview with that hiring manager? I'll get their days and their times. I will send that with our summary email with the candidate, present that candidate. They can then go back to their hiring team, find out, look on their calendars. Within a half an hour, we've got the interview scheduled.
Yep. So getting those times up front.
Wow. Number two, I would say know what you want. That's important too. We speak with a lot of clients, and I think knowing what you want is so important, because we've gone on calls with clients and they'll be like, look, we're really not sure. We're figuring it out. You need to be, like I said, decisive on what you want. So that way, when you interview the person, you know, that's the right person. Simple as that, right?
Have a call with your recruiter where they can ask questions and they can repeat it back to you and make sure they actually understand. Because some people think that they're clear and they think they've communicated it in the proper way. But sometimes we still don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
So make sure that they know that what you want.
Yeah. Okay. And then the last thing I will say is, if your process is going longer for whatever reason, the hiring manager's not around, they went on vacation, frequent communication with either your recruiter or the candidate directly. That will save time in terms of actually speeding up your recruitment process, because you're going to keep them engaged.
Yes.
Even when you're going through that.
For sure. So work with your specialist recruiter. Make sure you have your interview process established. Interview less candidates. Less is more. Less great candidates. And make sure you present your offer in 1 to 2 days, maybe 3, but really be decisive at the end.
Congratulations!
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I really hope people listen to this. I really hope people, you know, our talent professionals, our folks in talent acquisition, I really hope that they hear us on this. We love them. We want them to be successful. We want them to get the best talent in the marketplace. Whether they use us or not, go forward knowing that it's important to hire fast if you're going to hire the best. Danny, great job as always.
Great, yeah.
Awesome, y'all. Take care. Keep listening to us out there. We appreciate you here on the Get Talent Podcast. I'm Ben Cross.
Danny Herskowitz.
And we'll talk to you next time. Take care.
Take care.
Hey, we really hope you liked the topic today. Please hit subscribe for future podcasts. Also, a 5-star review would mean the world to us. So if you don't mind taking the time, that would be awesome. Connect with us on LinkedIn. We'd love to get to know you. Talk to you next time. Get Talent Podcast.